biscuits.
Howdy, partners. As if anybody actually talks like that around here. Hope you've been enjoying the What's Been Happening tales of my hometown in my fantastic road-tripping absence. Kind of the same demon shenanigans, minus one fine-ass demon hunter, am I right? Yep, Purgatory's a weird place, and I grew up here. Can't imagine what outsiders must think when they first move in, but let's try. Here's a little something from a young lass named London, who arrived just before I skedaddled, right around my baby sister's wedding. Take it away, London.
Howdy, partners.
Which is how everyone talks around here. Or at least, how I thought they would.
I'm London Hartley. Moved here from the city a couple months back to pay off my student loans. Becoming a paramedic cost about 5 figures more than I expected. I said to myself, London, just put in the work. Then you can move back to a place that has juice bars and hair products for people with melanin. You know what I'm saying? I figured it would be a big change. That the locals would be eccentric, even suspicious of outsiders. That I can understand. I've been an outsider my whole life. What took me by surprise was all the weird, even kind of maybe supernatural shit going on around the edges. The other thing I didn't expect was, well, what I'd almost miss when I was busy looking at those edges, instead of what was right before my eyes.
Well, hey, if it isn't test fun, Purgatory's best coroner.
Also, Purgatory's only coroner, but coming from London Hartley, the town's third best paramedic, I'll take it.
Hey, bronze is still podium bound. Ugh. Was the morgue even creepier than usual today, or am I tripping?
Stop trying to sweet-talk me, because you're late.
I'm late, Tess, because you're the only person in Purgatory who orders decaf, which means the barista has to make a fresh pot while I have to wait.
But you do wait.
Lucky for you, I've got nothing but time. Nothing ever happens in this town, or at least nothing we're allowed to know about.
Oh, Purgatory is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna autopsy.
So you're saying my favorite coroner...
Only coroner.
...has noticed the unusual stuff that happens in this place?
Oh, dissecting cold cadavers is my idea of a hot date, London. I live for unusual.
Girl, you sound like them.
I resent that. Wait, who is them?
Sheriff Nicole Hott and her posse of dysfunctional helpers who cover up all the X-File level cases around here.
Oh, not this conspiracy theory again. Rocky Mountain towns are known for their isolation and a unique set of customs. People settle here because they want to be left alone, to live and let live.
Now that I understand. Ugh, all I want is to be left alone so I can finish this 3-month contract, pay off my school bills, and head down south.
Your attitude's south of a toilet.
Is that an actual saying?
If you just opened your eyes, London, you'd see there's plenty to love about Purgatory.
Exhibit A.
Winona Earp! Didn't hear you come in.
Whereas I heard plenty, Tess Fun.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that was nothing.
All right, as much as I'm loving this mess, I'm here on business.
Hey, you! Bandage Bandit.
It's London.
Super.
Sheriff wants you back down at the Saddleback Super Shack, so you better skedaddle.
What gives you the authority to bark orders at me? You're not even a cop. Everyone in this town knows your rap sheet's longer than Tess's natural eyelashes.
Why, thank you.
You're just a mouthpiece for the sheriff.
You know the old saying, don't shoot the messenger?
No stipulations about the messenger doing the shooting.
Did you just pull an unlicensed firearm on a paramedic?
This is a world-famous antique.
It is very pretty for a gun.
Thank you, Tess. That's for you, London. Less lip, more hip. Don't keep my future sister-in-law waiting.
Fine. Catch you later, Tess.
Don't don't know what you see in that ambulance jockey.
I'm banking on the tough outside hiding a sweet inside.
What she needs is to cut down on the caffeine.
What's the emergency, Sheriff Hot?
Welcome to Purgatory's annual all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, where every year someone inevitably forgets their shellfish allergy.
So this is less of an invitation and more of an assignment?
Look, London, did you bring your EpiPens?
Of course, because I'm really good at my job.
Okay, great. Then stop grumbling about it and do it. Please?
Hi, sweetie pie.
Waverly, what are you doing here?
Needed my future wife's input on the wedding menu.
Oh, wife. I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Well, well, look who's competing for the cutest queers in town award.
Okay, there is nothing cute about planning a wedding. More like super duper stressful.
I've got the paddles out back if your heart gives out.
Nicole's just frowny because she's team barbecue. I was thinking something more eclectic for the reception, like tandoori tofu tacos.
London, meet Waverly Earp, the woman who wants to turn our wedding into a vegan voyage. Waverly, this is London Hartley, our reluctant local medic.
Nice to meet you, London. Well, we better get going. Centerpieces won't center themselves.
Yeah, see ya.
Centerpieces won't center themselves.
God, nobody could possibly be that nice.
Ah! Someone please help that bald man!
Move! I'm a reluctant paramedic.
For the love of God, do something! Please, do something!
Move, excuse me, move! What happened?
1 minute, I looked over and that man was on his third plate. Now, he is face down in his third plate. He's drowning in exoskeleton!
Stay back. I got him. Sir? Sir, can you hear me? He's not breathing. He has no pulse.
He needs mouth to mouth!
Let me do my job! Oh, good thing I like seafood-flavored CPR.
Think you have enough mints, medic?
There are not enough Tic Tacs in the world.
Listerine by the sink if you need it.
Right. You know, I really tried to save him.
Of course you did. Hey, this isn't your fault.
Thanks, Tess. If you're the paramedic on the scene of a death, you gotta get that body back to the morgue. Which normally, I'm cool with. But this guy's death had left a bad taste in my mouth. Literally. Write this down, too. I finally got to meet the too-good-to-be-true Waverly Earp.
Well, everyone in Purgatory thinks she's the sweetest angel to ever walk the earth.
Meanwhile, this poor lobster fan's done walking anywhere. I got his wallet here. According to his license, his name is Pavel.
Anything weird you notice about him?
Besides the fact that he's as bald as a freshly waxed bowling ball?
There are no physical signs of an allergic reaction. I'd expected hives or swelling or... This is a real mystery. Which means I'd better get dissecting. You don't have to stay. But I don't mind if you do.
My interest is piqued. And your enthusiasm is... compelling.
Another surprise! This is the hairiest chest I have ever seen.
Ooh, guess it's true what they say. Testosterone always heads south. Though, what do they say about estrogen? Because he looks like he's in his third trimester.
You're right. He's not an overweight man, but that abdomen is severely distended. Let's see what's going on in there. Oh... Huh. Quite a hide on our friend.
Did his skin just break your scalpel? I think it's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah, but he could really use some shea butter. Oh, skin's unbelievably thick. Come, help me out.
You're serious?
Together. Hands on mine.
Okay.
Your palms are nice and warm.
What? compared to a corpse.
No.
Are we doing this?
Oh, yeah. One, two, three, push!
There cannot be three stomachs inside of this man. There cannot be three stomachs inside of any man.
And yet there seem to be in Pavel.
How is that possible?
I don't know yet. Let's look inside the first one.
Oh, my. Smells like dead seagull. I'm gonna be sick.
Me first! Wait, Tess!
Hey.
I can't breathe.
Hey, you're okay.
I can't breathe.
You're okay. Tess, you're okay. You're safe.
I have to get out of here.
You're safe.
I have to get out.
I got you. I got you.
Please.
Just breathe.
I have to get out.
Breathe. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Tess, it's okay. Just breathe through it. Yeah, that's right. Just focus on what's in front of you. Look at those mountains. That's what's real.
Oh, God. Talk about autopsy amateur hour. Ugh. Been forever since it smells freaked me out like that.
Lobster bisque, man. I could still taste it.
I'm so embarrassed.
Why? Happens to the best of us.
Thank you for talking me down.
I think we gotta give some credit to the vista. Something as beautiful as that can cure anything.
My London Hartley, are you actually admiring something about purgatory?
What was that?
It came from the autopsy room. It looks like a tornado blew through here.
Someone wanted something in this room.
My paperwork? Rib shears? The rest of your mint?
Tess, something huge is missing from this picture.
The corpse!
Somebody took three stomachs, Pavel.
We'd better tell the sheriff.
This is Bonkersville. Who steals a body from the morgue?
You seem a little worked up.
A dead dude just up and disappeared mid-autopsy. You seem a little worked down.
Oh, here's the cop shop. Let me take the lead on this.
Please, I'm the one with more alpha energy. You don't even caffeinate.
There's only one alpha here, beta bitches.
Winona, hi. We have a bit of a situation in the morgue. Technically, the situation left the morgue.
Okay, what's the 411, honey buns?
Listen here, rubble without a bra. We got a corpse on the loose. Bald head, hairy boobs.
1 minute, body was there. Three stomachs, lobster bisque. I go in the hall for 1 sec and poof.
Oh, cripes. No wonder you got ghosted by a dead guy. Who was it?
Big guy, 40s, anaphylactic death, but it didn't add up, so I just cut him open.
That seems extreme.
Here's his wallet. That's him.
Pavel Verba.
What?
Hope his credit card is still working. I was thinking Thai for lunch.
You can't be serious.
Not often, but this is seriously above your pay grade. I'll take it from here, Ambulance Avengers.
That's it?
Me alpha, you betas. Now off with ya.
So, this is your ambulance, huh?
What are you still doing here?
Checking it out? Making sure you're okay?
You saw the way Winona deflected. She's either washing her hands of this or covering it up.
Look, Winona can be kind of a jerk, but she's like a jerk genius. She knows her way around weird case stuff.
So you finally admit there is lots of weird case stuff.
Oh, excuse me, is that a notebook? Have you been cataloging purgatory peculiarities? That's actually adorable.
I like to be on top of things.
As a bottom, I respect that.
Okay. Remember that lady who was living in a crawl space with her late husband's heart?
Mrs. Tomb? Nah, just a retired contortionist with an anxious attachment style. Relationship goals, really.
Mm-hmm. Then how about the Purdy twins? two bodies, both blind as bats.
Oh, I went to high school with them. Great dancers. Kind of shit at hide and seek.
You seem to have an answer for everything.
Not why I'm still single. For someone who's so observant, you're really...
What?
Nothing. Let's just roll back to the morgue. We can recaffeinate on the way. Or, in my case, decaffeinate. Hey, where are we going? Morgue's the other way.
We're not going back. Yet. Catch.
Oops. Is this Pavel's ID?
Swiped it from his wallet before Wynana dismissed us. It's got Pavel's address.
Ooh, I don't know about this, London.
I'm getting to the bottom of this weird, once and for all. You in?
Ambulance Avengers back on the case.
We can workshop our team name later.
Yeah.
So this is nature.
You okay, City Slicker?
Poking. Ugh. Me. Everywhere. The tree arms.
You mean branches? This was your idea. The truth is out there.
Ow. Does it out there have to be so touchy-feely? Gosh. What was that?
That was a squirrel. And then my boob.
Sorry. Didn't mean to touchy-feely your chest.
Well, the first one's free.
Look,
there's a cabin.
Yes! Now we find out what Wynona and company have been hiding.
Oh. Big man. Huge man.
Men who live here. Can I help you?
Is this Pavel Verba's home?
Who's asking?
I'm the town coroner, and she's a medic.
I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but Mr. Verba is dead.
Also, his body's gone missing.
Way to ease him into it, Tess.
I panicked.
No. sir, a man is dead.
No, sir. Call me Arkady. Arkady Verba. And that dead man is my husband. This way.
Are we really going in there?
I want to know for sure, don't you? Oh, that... No, that can't be. Is that... Oh, my God. Pavel is sitting inside the cabin.
It was you! You're the body snatcher.
Shh. Hush. He's sleeping.
Yeah, an eternal slumber.
Silly lady. Come on in, see for yourself. Just do not wake him.
Just rechecked Pavel's vitals. He's super alive.
We can hear that.
Now, if you please, see yourself out.
Hold your moves, lumberjack. What in the backwoods is going on here?
I beg your pardon?
Your husband was dead a few hours ago. Cold. Laid out on a slab in the morgue.
I told you to hush. Pavel will be very angry if we wake him.
And my paramedic pal here will be equally peeved if we don't get some answers.
Does she come in any other mode?
I keep hoping.
Hey!
I don't know what else to tell you. And unless you're cops, I won't. I am insist you to leave. Now! I'd like to spend as much time with my husband as I can, while I still can.
What does that mean?
It means goodbye.
Hey, pause off.
And don't come back.
It doesn't make sense. Pavel was totally dead this afternoon, right?
It has to be Arkady. He was weirdly hostile.
We're the ones who crashed the husband's love den, which was super cozy.
It's called charismatic aggression. Typical sign of an abusive spouse.
Holy leaping to conclusions. Just because he's big and gay.
I'm big and gay.
And always so determined to see the worst in everyone who lives here.
Oh, yeah? Well, Why are you so scared to admit that this town might be a hotbed of supernatural activity?
I'm scared? You're the one who's too scared. Scared to see what's right in front of you.
Ugh, the only thing in front of me right now is you, Tess. Oh, yeah. Tess, I'm... Sorry. I'm not good at... It's why I always fly solo.
Message received, London. You want to be left alone until you head back east?
You got it. Tess, wait.
Don't follow me.
Shh. What was that?
Don't change the subject.
No, really.
Please be a chihuahua. Please be a rabid chihuahua.
It's like 1,000 chihuahuas stacked on top of one another.
London, run! Tess, look out! Oh, nice tackle.
A lot of football after school. What the hell was that?
I don't know, but it was hella cranky.
Is headed back this way. Run!
Where are we running?
Away from Growly Greg.
Oh, hang on. I see the ambulance. It's too far, and Growly's too fast. It's right on our heels. Help! Let me go!
Get your puppy bear head off my friend!
London!
Which means I need help from the craziest. Let's go. Sheriff Hart, Winona, Waverly.
They're engaged in preparation for the nuptials, as am I. Building them an arbor under which to be wed?
Yeah, I know. Tandoori tacos.
Are you all right, Miss...
London.
And I am John Henry. My friends call me Doc.
Is there any way to speed this up, John Henry, Doc? It's my Tess.
What is it and who is Tess?
I basically called her a coward. Then she told me I was a coward because I wouldn't let her get close. Then I thought about every time we've been close to having a moment, like a real moment, and how I always ruined it by talking about leaving. And then I knew she was right. I am the coward, and then that thing took her.
What thing?
Baloo meets Kung Fu Panda on steroids. Near the Verba's cabin, in the forest.
Arcady's place. I understand. We must go at once, and we shall need a weapon. Non-lethal, of course.
Okay, great. What is that?
A tranquilizer gun. I will collect my friends, and we can all head for the woods together.
No. I have to go now.
I would try and stop you, but I know the eyes of a lady in love when I see them.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm from Chicago. The last time I saw a bear was in the matinee of Paddington.
Miss London, it can be daunting to face the unknown. But nothing is as scary as confessing love for one another. Luckily, for some of us, actions speak louder than words.
Great. I'll try to remember that when it's eating my face off.
We will be but 10 minutes behind you. In the meantime, catch.
Thanks.
Now, go get your woman. Woman.
Dense forest, after dark. All good. I got this. Tess! Oh. Tess! Where are you? There you are. In the arms of a grizzly? Oh, God. Tess! Please don't be dead.
I am not dead yet. And I will be if I don't break out of this bear hug soon. I can barely breathe.
I brought a tranquilizer gun.
Well, don't point it at me.
How else expected to take out fucked up Fozzie?
Let me make a break for it first.
I'm ready for action when you are.
Finally.
That's fair.
Okay. One, two. What are you waiting for? Shoot!
I can't! It's eyes, I know them. Oh my god, the bear's Arcady.
And he's drooling on me.
Hey, Arcady, over here. If you're looking to eat someone, it should be me. Remember, the one who called you a spouse of Yozar.
What did you call me?
Wait, what? I thought you were this bear.
Little help?
I'm trying. Stay still, Corner Lady. He's just hangry. Hey! Leave that lady alone. Look what I got, love. Your favorite. Seafood in the sack. Come get your dinner.
He's looking at me again.
Pavel! You'll just give yourself indigestion.
Pavel? London, the gun!
Right.
That will do it.
It's turning into a human.
Hi, sweetheart. Did you bring the tartar sauce?
Huh. It was Pavel all along.
I told you not to wake him up.
Oh, Tess, you're not bear food.
Words to live by, thanks to you.
John Henry! Winona.
Did we miss the fun stuff?
Didn't think you were coming.
I keep my word.
He's going to be okay, right? I couldn't bear if anything happened to him.
Not to worry, Arcady, my pal. The full effects of the tranquilizer should wear off in a day or so.
Thank you, Dr. Vacation.
Close enough.
Sheriff Hott! Waverly!
Is everyone okay out here?
How's my favorite werebear?
We prefer Ursine folk.
They're pretty harmless. Human most of the time, but part Bruin during colder months. Like a furrier and sleepier Jekyll and Hyde.
So the fish feast was just a hearty buffet before Pavel's winter slumber?
And his reduced heart rate was his physiology slowing down for hibernation.
That's why we didn't get a pulse.
As you can imagine, the werebear lifestyle raises a lot of questions. That's why Arcady and I moved to Purgatory, for the seclusion. He takes such good care of me.
I may only get my beloved 6 months a year and have to spend all winter powerless. But when you love someone, you accept them for what they are and how much they can give you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
His husband just tried to eat you. But you're right. Where else can a gay werebear live his best life in peace?
Not back in Chi-Town, that's for sure.
Embrace the chaos, Beta Cups. It's what makes Purgatory home.
Home. What a concept. So this is really just another day on the job for y'all?
Welcome to the freak show, rookie. Hope you brought popcorn.
Ugh. Wow, your backpats feel like punishment.
And just like that, you are demoted back to beta.
Well, I'd love to stay and chat, but we have a wedding to finish planning.
And I'll finish filling you two in on all the rest of the weirdest happenings in town after I marry my Care Bear.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Watch your back, Ambulance Avengers. They are insufferably cute together, and it's contagious.
We're just really good friends.
Oh, I don't know. I do feel like I'm coming down with a little... something.
London Hartley, you flirt.
Seems like you've already got the insufferable part down. Gotta go. I hear a whiskey calling my name.
Think you can walk me back to the morgue?
I'd love to.
Turns out the truth was out there after all. Satisfied?
Hell yeah. It's like my own personal episode of I Told You So. Purgatory edition. But I admit, I was wrong about a couple of things, too.
Oh, do tell.
Well, for one, Waverly Earp is the sweetest angel to ever walk the earth.
Congrats! You officially passed the Purgatory Citizens Test. What else?
Well, I'm considering extending my contract another 6 months.
You sure Purgatory isn't too small for you? Or too weird? Oh.
Turns out it's a perfect fit. Could be it even feels like home.
Yeah. It'll do that to a girl.
Besides, who else has the patience to bring you decaf every morning?
Let's be clear. I'd be keeping you around for more than just the coffee perks.
Roger that. Ready for action when you are. Not the reaction I was hoping for.
It's the autopsy table. 3 stomachs. Lobster bisque. Oh, sorry for ruining the moment.
No, it's me. It's kind of my thing. Sorry.
Shut up.
How about that ambulance tour?
Always loved an extra roomy backseat. Oh, shit. My bad.
Your bad is very good.
London Hartley.
Wynonna here again. Isn't Wynonna fucking Earp? You didn't think I'd let some medic noob get the last word in, did you?
Just a little ticklish, a little ticklish.
Ooh. Would you look at Purgatory's latest lovers bumping bodies in the town's only working ambulance? Judge me, we're all looking, you gentle perps. Oh, can you not see them? You're really missing out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the Ghost River Triangle has a way of bringing the misfits of the world together. This town will grab you by the boobs, one way or another.
You do have warm hands.
Yeah, I do.
There's a lesson here about not letting our fears mess with our vision when there's something good staring us right in the face. And in this messy life, any good you can grab is worth it. So until next time, remember, Purgatory may be a shit show, but it's our shit show.